Hi. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, this is Jackie Roble for the North Carolina Reading Service, and this is Nutrition News. For the next half hour, I will be reading to you from the Nutrition Action Health Letter. Quick studies, a snapshot of the latest research on diet, exercise, and more. Feeling full on fruit. Is apple juice or puree equal to an apple? Scientists had 18 adults consume, on three different days, 178 calories worth of apple slices, apple puree, or apple juice. The puree included the peel, so it had about as much fiber as the slices, 7 grams. The juice had less, 2 grams. The participants' stomachs took longer to become half empty after they ate the apple slices, 65 minutes, than after the puree or apple juice, about 40 minutes. They also felt the most full after eating the apple slices and the least full after drinking the juice. What to do? Build your diet around unprocessed whole foods. Don't assume that higher fiber processed bars or shakes will keep you feeling full. Clues to pancreatic cancer. Unplanned weight loss and diabetes may be signs of pancreatic cancer. Scientists tracked some 160,000 adults for roughly 30 years. Compared to those without diabetes, those who had been diagnosed with the disease more than 4 years earlier had double the risk of pancreatic cancer, while those with a recent diagnosis had triple the risk. That said, their risk over 4 years was still low, about 3 cancers per 1,000 people. People who had recently lost more than 8 pounds had a 69% higher risk of pancreatic cancer than those with no weight loss. And people who had lost at least 8 pounds and had a recent diabetes diagnosis had 6 times the risk of those with neither. Their 4-year risk was 7 cancers per 1,000 people. What to do? Though more research is needed, check with your doctor if you've lost weight without trying. Have a snack. We're talking exercise, not food. When 11 adults with overweight or obesity spent 9 hours taking an hourly stair-climbing snack, which meant briskly climbing 55 steps, their blood insulin levels were 17% lower than when they spent 9 hours each sitting. Each snack took 20 to 60 seconds. What to do? Try taking exercise snacks. High insulin levels are a risk factor for type 2 diabetes and cardiovascular disease. Vitamin D and COVID-19. Could low blood levels of vitamin D raise the risk of COVID-19? Researchers studied 489 people who had had their vitamin D levels tested within a year, on average 5 months, before being tested for COVID-19. Roughly 12% of those with adequate vitamin D levels, at least 20 nanograms per milliliter, versus 22% of those with lower levels, tested positive for COVID-19. What to do? It's impossible to know if vitamin D can prevent or curb a COVID infection without a clinical trial that randomly assigns people to take either vitamin D or a placebo. Fortunately, at least 30 trials are underway. COVID or not, it's worth taking the RDA for vitamin D, 600 IUs a day up to age 70, and 800 IU a day if you're older, to avoid insufficient levels. Super Bowls, the best entrees in the freezer case, by Lindsay Moyer and Camilla Mitchell. When pandemic lockdowns hit last spring, frozen food sales skyrocketed. Need to replenish your stockpile for the winter? Think bowls. Why? They're full of the healthiest stuff in the freezer case. Bowl is often coded for jazzed up whole greens and vegetables plus beans, lentils, or chicken. Here are the best of the best. The best bowls. Best bites and honorable mentions have whole grains. Their grains are all or mostly whole. As for potatoes, only meals with nutrient-rich sweets made the cut. Grains made of riced vegetables? Of course. Sodium. The best bites have 450 milligrams or less. Honorable mentions can go up to 600 milligrams. That's high, but it sure beats healthy-looking bowls that pile on the salt. Saturated fat. The limit, 3 grams, leaves little room for cheese, fatty red meat, or coconut, but plenty for nuts, seeds, and unsaturated plant oils. Added sugars. For most bowls, it's a non-issue, but some have enough honey, sugar, or apple juice concentrate to supply more than 5 grams, about 1 teaspoon. That's 10% of the daily value. In a savory meal, who needs it? So they'll miss a best bite or honorable mention. Rabbit food redux. Some people call veggies rabbit food, says Fat Rabbit. Not me. My veggies are smashed, slashed, roasted, toasted, sauced, and tossed until they're blasting with color and bursting with flavor. And rabbits don't lie. The vegetarian brand is breaking new ground. Take honorable mention Green Riot Verde, cauliflower, roasted peppers, roasted corn, beans, spinach, quinoa, and pumpkin seeds. Or best bite, Lemon Feta Frenzy, roasted zucchini, roasted sweet potatoes, broccoli, chickpeas, quinoa, yellow lentils. Delish. The other varieties, which didn't miss an honorable mention by much, are also worth checking out. So hop to it. The power of choice. Take your pick. That's the selling point for Healthy Choice Power Bowls. Aside from a handful with too much sugar, the line is a solid source of yummy honorable mentions, more than a dozen, plus one best bite. Why so good? Most are jam-packed with vegetables, legumes, or chicken, plus whole grains like brown rice, red quinoa, and black barley. Some power newbies, grain-free. 3 swap starch for rice, finely chopped cauliflower. Nice! Try the chicken marinara or spicy black bean and chicken. Plant-based. Say hello to nutrient-packed staples like broccoli, kale, chard, and spinach, with protein from lentils, chickpeas, edamame, and pumpkin seeds. Our taste buds preferred those vegan and vegetarian bowls over the 2 new meatless bowls made with Gardein chicken or beef. Go lean? Competitor Healthy Choice won plenty of best bites and honorable mentions. Why didn't Lean Cuisine or spin-off Life Cuisine? Salt, mostly. Meals labeled healthy can have no more than 600 milligrams of sodium. There's no lean limit. Many cuisines hit 800 to 900 milligrams. Ouch. Some varieties do better. Korean-style rice and vegetables, Lean Cuisine's sole best bite, turns up the flavor with shiitakes, miso, garlic, ginger, and gochujang. Memo to headquarters, why only one plant-powered bowl? The Spice Market chicken and cauliflower, lentils, chicken, rice, cauliflower, with 650 milligrams of sodium, just misses an honorable mention. But its 1.5 cups of vegetables make it a standout. Many frozen entrees have no more than 1/2 cup. A protein pair. Whether they need more or not, shoppers are clamoring for protein. And whether it comes from meats or plants, plenty of brands deliver. 2 of the best, Green Giant Protein Bowls. These meat-free meals lean on lentils, edamame, or black cannellini or kidney beans to tally up 12 to 14 grams of protein. But their hearty whole grains, like spelt or wheat berries, steal the show. Instead of taking about 30 minutes to cook from scratch, they emerge from your microwave in just 6. Ta-da! Cedar Lane Protein Bowls. It's not just that each Cedar Lane bowl has enough chicken to pump up the protein to 19 to 22 grams. The chicken is also a crowd pleaser. It's got a fresh cooked texture that could fool anyone who didn't see it come out of a box. And it's raised with no antibiotics. Bravo! Tahini, yogurt, and lemon or olives brighten up the chicken shawarma, an honorable mention, and the chicken souvlaki, a near miss. A top performer. How does the Luvo Performance Kitchen whip up more best bites than any other brand? First, every bowl has no more than 500 milligrams of sodium. That's almost unheard of. Luvo cuts some of salt with potassium chloride, but also gets a lift from real ingredients like the shiitakes, pineapple, mango, ginger, and garlic in the Hawaiian unfried rice. Second, the whole grain-rich lineup looks to legumes, nuts, or chicken, raised without antibiotics, for its protein. Health-wise and taste-wise, Even the near misses impress. The creamy cauliflower mac and cheese with cheesy butternut sauce and the Thai-style green curry chicken with brown rice noodles trounce the cheesy pastas and coconut curries you'll find in competing brands. Gotta luvo that. More without meat. Going vegetarian or flexitarian? Meat-free standbys Kashi and Amy's are a good place to start. Kashi plant-powered bowls. Three of the five vegan bowls get best bites. Creamy cashew noodle or black bean mango, anyone? Amy's. Alas, most of Amy's bowls are too salty or cheesy to get high marks. But don't overlook her best stuff. The brown rice and vegetables, which you can also get light in sodium. The black-eyed peas and veggies. The light and lean quinoa and black beans. And the new Mexican-inspired veggies and black beans, which comes covered with a creamy chipotle cashew sauce. Keep it simple. Power bowls aren't the whole ball game from Healthy Choice. The company's Simply line also brings winners to the table. Simply upgrades the classics. That includes everything from lightened up meatball marinara with mostly whole grain penne and grilled chicken and broccoli alfredo, sans spaghetti, to chicken tikka masala with riced cauliflower. Bowl basics. Veg out. The healthiest diets have about 10 half-cup servings of fruits and vegetables a day, so slice up a veggie or toss a salad while the microwave is doing its thing. Don't overcook. Start with the low end of the cook time. Once broccoli gets mushy, there's no going back. Be patient. If the instructions say to let your microwaved bowl sit for a minute before digging in, do it. It helps hot spots dissipate and your food finish cooking. Mix it up. Don't see the sauce? Check the bottom. Make it yours. If your bowl needs a little something, try ground black pepper, a few drops of hot sauce, a squeeze of fresh lemon, or a dollop of plain Greek yogurt. And now a recipe from the healthy cook, Kate Sherwood. Salad in waiting. Planning a holiday meal? This bright, crunchy salad can hang out in the fridge while you're putting the finishing touches on the other dishes. Citrus and winter greens salad serves 8. Ingredients, 2 clementines or 1 orange, 1 lemon, 1 small shallot minced, 1 teaspoon Dijon mustard, 2 tablespoons mayonnaise, 2 tablespoons extra virgin olive oil, 1/4 teaspoon kosher salt, freshly ground black pepper to taste, 10 cups winter greens, a mix of chopped kales and shredded cabbages. Into a large bowl, grate enough clementine or orange rind to get 1 tablespoon zest. Peel the fruit, then cut into slices. Into the same bowl, grate enough lemon rind to get 1 teaspoon zest. Juice enough lemon to get 1.5 tablespoons juice. Add the juice to the bowl along with the shallot, mustard, mayo, oil, salt, and pepper. Whisk until smooth and creamy. Toss the greens into the dressing until coated. Transfer the greens to a serving bowl and add the clementine or orange slices. Refrigerate until ready to serve. Food find. Kohlrabi. Kale, cauliflower, Brussels sprouts. It seems like just about every cruciferous vegetable has had its moment. Not quite. Next in line, kohlrabi, the oddball green or purple vegetable that's full of surprises. It's mild and crunchy. Sweet yet peppery kohlrabi tastes like a grab bag of its cruciferous cousins. Think broccoli stalks, radishes, turnips. It tastes great raw. The fibrous skin that surrounds kohlrabi's insides is tough. Simply remove it with a paring knife or serrated peeler to reveal the edible bulb inside. Then grate some into your favorite slaw. If you haven't tried carrot and apple with a Greek yogurt dressing, you're in for a treat. Or cut the bulb into large matchsticks for your hummus plate. It's delicious cooked. Try our dish of the month. Or cut a bulb into wedges, toss with olive oil, roast at 425 degrees Fahrenheit for 30 minutes, then sprinkle with grated Parmesan. It may be a twofer. If you score a fresh bulb with its leaves intact from a farmer's market, cut off the leaves and store them separately in the fridge. They should last for a few days. Eat them cooked or raw and thinly sliced, thinly shredded in salads, just like kale or any other green leafy. Each cup of the raw bulb, just 35 calories, delivers a nice dose of potassium and fiber, plus nearly a day's vitamin C. Is kohlrabi cool enough for you yet? Dish of the month, kohlrabi home fries. Sauté 3 cups chopped kohlrabi in 1 tablespoon olive oil until lightly browned, 5 to 7 minutes. Add 1 chopped red bell pepper and 1 bunch chopped scallions. Sauté for 1 minute, season with a quarter teaspoon salt. Serves 2. Food fail. No cheating. We've seen incredibly culinary creativity from our Cheetos fans throughout the years, taking our product and using it as an actual ingredient in recipes, said the Frito-Lay press release. If you haven't had the incredible creativity to add Cheetos to your lasagna, tuna casserole, or meatloaf, no worries. Cheetos Mac and Cheese brings you pasta with, well, essence of Cheetos. Take the Flamin' Hot. Nothing like a bowl of white flour, palm oil, whey, salt, cheese, corn syrup solids, sugar, MSG, red and yellow dyes, disodium guanylate, disodium inosinate, sodium diacetate, and more. All those sodiums mean 730 milligrams in a 320-calorie serving, about a cup of pasta plus sauce. The bold and cheesy and cheesy jalapeno flavors will do roughly the same damage to your blood pressure. Shoppers have been stocking up on salty snacks and macaroni and cheese during the coronavirus pandemic, and now there's a single product line to satisfy both cravings, Ad Age magazine helpfully noted. The pandemic also gave Kraft an excuse to push its macaroni and cheese for breakfast. It's the same mac they love, but 100% more breakfast-ier. Because you 100% need a break, says the ad, for the win-win. Whose win, exactly? A Cranberry a Day to Keep a UTI Away? By Caitlin Dow. One out of every two American women will experience the pain, burning, and urgency of a urinary tract infection at least once in her lifetime. The cranberry industry wants you to believe that cranberry drinks or supplements can prevent UTIs. Here's the real story. In 2017, Ocean Spray asked the Food and Drug Administration to approve a health claim that cranberry drinks, foods, and supplements can help prevent recurrent urinary tract infections in healthy women. The FDA concluded that the science wasn't strong enough, but the agency has since said that it will allow cranberry products to make a qualified health claim, which requires weaker evidence. As a result, cranberry drinks and supplements can now bear a claim like this one on Ocean Spray's website. Consuming one serving or 8 ounces each day of cranberry juice cocktail may help reduce the risk of recurring urinary tract infections in healthy women. Below it in tiny print is the qualification. FDA has concluded that the scientific evidence supporting this claim is limited and inconsistent. Huh? The Center for Science in the Public Interest, Nutrition Action's publisher, has argued that qualified health claims mislead consumers. Cranberry claims are a perfect example. Why cranberries? UTIs typically occur when bacteria make their way up the urethra and colonize the bladder. It's less likely that bacteria reach the kidneys, but if they do, it's a more serious infection. In test tubes, cranberry extract can prevent some bacteria from binding to the cells that line the urinary tract. But if you've heard that drinking cranberry juice cocktail by the quart at the first sign of a UTI can nip the infection in the bud, forget it. Even Ocean Spray doesn't claim that cranberries can treat a UTI. Instead, says the company, drinking cranberry beverages every day can prevent one. The evidence for that is mixed and weak at best, says Ruth Jepson, a professor of public health and social science at the University of Edinburgh in Scotland. In 2012, after reviewing 24 clinical trials on nearly 4,500 volunteers, Jepson and her colleagues concluded that cranberry juice does not appear to have a significant benefit in preventing UTIs. Ditto for cranberry supplements. Since then, a study funded by the Ocean Spray and co-authored by two of its employees reported that women who were randomly assigned to drink cranberry juice cocktail every day for 6 months had a lower risk of UTI symptoms than women who drink a placebo. But in another clinical trial, it had no industry funding and used lab tests to confirm UTIs, cranberry juice cocktail came up empty. As the teeny weeny print says, the evidence is limited and inconsistent. Cup of sugar? It's bad enough that people are misled by qualified cranberry health claims, or by claims like urinary tract health on cranberry supplements, which aren't evaluated by the FDA because the claims don't mention an illness. As it turns out, an 8-ounce glass of cranberry juice cocktail, which is typically 73% sugar water and just 27% cranberry juice, dumps roughly 5.5 teaspoons, or 23 grams, of added sugars into your body. That's near half of the daily value. Just what we need, a nudge to drink sugary beverages, which lead to weight gain in the midst of an obesity epidemic. Want to curb your risk of a UTI? Try drinking more water or other calorie-free beverages. Against the odds, why our food system makes it tough to eat healthy. By Marion Nessel. Wondering why it's so hard to eat a diet that's good for you and for the planet? Because we have a food system designed to boost profits at our and the environment's expense. Eating healthfully is so simple that the journalist Michael Pollan summarized the principles in 7 words. Eat food, not too much, mostly plants. That's not at all that different from decades-old advice to balance calories, eat a variety of foods, and keep those foods mostly unprocessed. Today's tweak is to avoid ultra-processed foods. Translation, heavily processed junk foods. But why is that advice hard to follow? Well, it's impossible for anyone without a willpower of steel. Ultra-processed junk foods are among the most profitable for the companies that make them, and the company's first priority is profits for stockholders. To sell those foods, companies bombard us with billions of dollars in ads, normalize eating junk food, and make it available 24/7, everywhere, and in large amounts at remarkably low cost. It's the normalization. Why isn't it normal to eat a largely plant-based diet that's loaded with fruits and vegetables? Why does the food industry have so much power? Well, everybody eats. Everybody buys food. So this industry includes big agriculture, big meat, and big food companies with billions in annual revenues. And money buys power. These corporations know how to use the political system to get government handouts and keep regulators off their backs. As a result of 1970s agricultural policies, we have been overproducing food. Since the 70s, the calories in the food supply have gone from 3,200 per person per day to 4,000. That's twice the amount needed by the average person. The food industry, including restaurants, had to convince people to buy their products rather than someone else's or to eat more in general. They did a great job of putting food everywhere and increasing the portion sizes. If there is one concept to get across to everyone, it would be that larger portions have more calories. That alone is a sufficient explanation for the rise in obesity. The shareholder value movement kicked in during the early 1980s. That made returns to stockholders and consistent growth in profits every publicly traded company's number one priority. To hell with taking care of workers and protecting the environment. Food companies had to work hard to sell enough to boost profits, and they devised all kinds of clever ways to do that. The result? People ate more and gained weight. As an advertising executive once explained, when marketing is done well, it slips below the radar of critical thinking. You're not supposed to realize you're being marketed to. You enjoy the entertainment by celebrities, musicians, and athletes, and never think about what the advertised product might be doing to your health. So, we have less control over our food choices than we realize. Exercising personal responsibility when confronted with mountains of tasty, cheap food is pretty tough. That's why we need policies to make the healthy choice the easy, less expensive, and preferred choice. First, I'd get companies to stop marketing to kids, stay out of public policy, stop fighting public health measures, pay for the health and environmental damage caused by their products, and stop taking subsidies. Also, companies get to deduct the cost of marketing as business expenses. So taxpayers are effectively subsidizing the cost of marketing sugary cereals, cookies, salty snacks, and other junk food to kids. That needs to stop. How does the food industry confuse people about what's healthy? 3 ways. advertising, claims on food packages without much scientific substantiation, and funding research to produce results that can be used in marketing. Industry-funded research almost always comes out in favor of whoever paid for it, and it's often used immediately in marketing. And in many ways, industrial agriculture does harm the planet. For example, industrial animal production dumps fecal waste into the environment in enormous amounts. Another figure shows 2,500 dairy cows produce as much waste as a city of 400,000 people. A city treats its waste before sending it back into the water supplies. Concentrated animal feeding operations don't have to treat their waste, which may eventually end up in our waterways. And they should. What would make our food supply more safe and sustainable? We need a systems change. We need to get money out of politics to publicly support elections and to create a Wall Street culture that insists on corporate social values like protecting workers and the environment. And we need to insist that everyone in the food system be paid decently and have access to decent food, education, and health care. The pandemic has made it obvious that the system is flawed. Farmers have destroyed food that they couldn't sell while people line up at food pantries. The system is inequitable. Essential meatpacking workers are expected to work in crowded and dangerous conditions with low pay and often with no paid sick leave. On the hopeful side, the pandemic has led people to do more gardening and cooking and has created a clear agenda for advocacy. We know we need a fairer, more equitable, healthier, and more sustainable food system. Let's get to work on it. Well, we've run out of time for today's episode of Nutrition News. Be sure to listen next time. We hope you've enjoyed it. I'm Jackie Robel, reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Nutrition News is available as a podcast at our website, ncreadingservice.org. If you have any questions or comments, please call 919-832-5138. That number again is 919-832-5138. Thank you for listening to the North Carolina Reading Service.